Orange Theory Fitness on Real Talk 93.3. Now, stop what you're doing and listen closely. It's time for the Jeff Cameron Show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jeff Cameron Show, Live Nation's Friday. Great to be with you. Hope you're feeling well out there. Hope you and yours are doing well. Give each other a hug. Tell everybody you love them. It's a good idea. Loosey-goosey edition of the program. Let's celebrate the pending weekend, the football on our plate, and the joy that it brings us. Good times. Good times indeed. On Twitter, it's at Jay Cameron Show. Of course, you can watch the show on YouTube, Warchant TV. Thanks to our friends there at Orange Theory Fitness, Real Talk 93.3. Good times. Good times. Got to run some hills, what I got to do. I got to get after some hill running at Orange Theory.
This button didn't work. Sorry. Yeah. Are there hill days?
Yeah. So
do they give like names to certain days? I know there was one where it's like...
Well, there's strength days and there's cardio days and there's, you know, strength and cardio days. There's all kinds
of stuff. But there was one workout that's like called the end of the world or something.
No, I don't think it's called the end of the world. That would be ominous. All right, everybody, come on in for the end of the world. We're going to get after it.
It's the apocalypse run.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. We have, there are a lot of different, you said goals, like the 2,000 meter row is this week. So you see how fast you can get done with that, and you compare it to your old times and stuff like that. So you can see the real progress. If you go consistently, I assure you it works. And so, you know, if you can, let's say the first time you ever run a mile, okay, and let's say you run, I don't know, 10-minute mile or 12-minute mile, whatever you run, and then you continue to build, and you build on your cardio and with these different kinds of workouts, at some point, you know, you'll be asked to run the mile again, and then you'll see improvement. Next thing you know, it's been a couple years, and you look back and you went, man, I ran this in 12 minutes the first time I walk in here, and now I run it in 7, or I run it in 6, or whatever it might be. So it's
running a 6-minute mile these days?
No, I'm not running a 6-minute mile these days. But I'm saying you will see those kinds of significant improvements, and I'm not far off that. I can get up a little bit. It is on a treadmill. I couldn't run that on cement.
Yeah, how's the hammy?
Good. It's a lot better. When we do all outs, when we do sprints and stuff like that, it's still in the back of my mind, and yet I've not had any problems in a number of years.
Knock on wood.
Buddy, you ain't kidding, because that's no fun.
Now that you're in your 50s, you got to be careful.
I was waiting. I was counting it down. So it is that I was thinking about this. What do you think the split is Saturday for Mackenzie Milton and Jordan Travis?
So this would be a first half split, right? If everything goes according to plan?
Oh, yeah, because then we're going to get to see the other two.
Right.
But yeah. What do you think that is?
60-40?
Who?
Milton. I think it'll be McKenzie. You got to get him ready for Wake. You know what you have and what you don't have in Jordan at this point. You got to know what you have in McKenzie Milton for a lot of drives in a row. Right? And I think that's fair. Jordan's gotten a lot of work in camp. A lot of work. McKenzie, a lot of deload days. Some work in camp. So you probably want to put yourself in a position where you can put a lot of plays on film for McKenzie, understand what he does well, what he doesn't do well, see how he reacts to a certain pitch count of plays, and if all goes according to plan and you're winning the game by a lot, you check out by the third quarter and get Chuba in there and Tate maybe.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they manage it, because they're going to manage snaps with him, I think, most all season. And let's see if it's a slow build to something where you realize you could play him a whole game, an important game. Of course, those will be games in which you have a pretty good sense that you can block it up at least a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to need Jordan's feet to kind of save your ass and roll him out of the pocket a little bit here and there and devise something that way. It's not always ideal to do that, but when you have our line in pass pro, we may have to.
Well, my fear is also Notre Dame put some good stuff on film. You know, Ira said it on Monday when he came on the show. It's much different when somebody has a whole offseason to key on you than it is week to week. But Notre Dame put some good concepts out there about containing Jordan in the pocket. The question is, moving forward, FSU's interior offensive line. Was that a function of Notre Dame being really good up front and we can handle the Wakes of the world and the Louisvilles of the world?
We're about to find out in a couple weeks, yeah.
Or is it every week we're going to be staring at that particular deficiency?
By the way, the same holds true for McKenzie Milton. If you game plan for McKenzie Milton, a lot of the throws that he's able to make will probably be taken away. And they're going to say, all right, we're not going to let you beat us through the air. I want to see, can you run the ball when he's in there without the threat of a quarterback's legs?
The thing in rewatching the game that I was so impressed with, it translated from live to replay. They were really well prepared, was Notre Dame.
They still gave up all those rushing yards, and they still gave up 38 points.
Correct.
That's a good sign.
Correct. And what I mean by that is staying at home, not cheating, not over-pursuing. Mm-hmm. There might be a couple of things where they're a step or two out of position because we got them that way, and we created the flanking opportunity that we
angles,
wanted, the angles
yeah,
we were looking for. But in general, you talk about backside pursuit, things like that, like making a play down the field, and it's a linebacker who's on the other half of the field making a tackle to keep it a gain of 11 or something like that versus a big play. They were well prepared in that regard. It's a good detail to see if you're a Notre Dame fan. Again, I just don't know that every defense that we're going to face this season will be that prepared. And if they're not, we could be even more explosive offensively.
Let's hope. That is the most intriguing aspect of this game, is the divvying up of reps for all the quarterbacks. I think it's the most interesting, because I'm not worried about getting a win. They're going to win the game. It's just a matter of, and I don't even mind, our fans will mind, and maybe they'll read too much into it if it looks bad. I won't. With the importance of the weight game and coming off of an emotional game at Doak in overtime at night in a shortened week against Notre Dame, if they look average and they're kind of, they look just businesslike and less emotional, and the game ends, I don't know, 30-13, people might get angry about that. I will not. I want to see them execute. I want to see them do what, you know, what you're there to do. Go win the game, try to execute plays, get better. I don't need you to look like you are as engaged. Now, that's not to say you can be indifferent. It's not to say that at all.
Win the game by multiple scores, more than two. So maybe three scores or more, and get out of there healthy.
Yeah.
These are our goals.
So I read something today. Michael Langston wrote on warchant.com, and I'll bring this up. I don't often bring up recruiting, and nothing that I do is going to change a recruit's mind one way or the other, unless I've decided to lock into the universe as I have and I secure a defensive lineman the way that I have been known to do. And this past offseason, the way I secured us an offensive lineman in Lou Baugh, because that was what reached out to me. And I was able to channel that. I was the vessel for that. And I just, you know what you do, Tom, you get out of the way. You don't get it all blocked. You just take it. You just, oh, I hear you. Aluba, I got it. Okay, let's make this happen.
No seance necessary.
No.
Just be the vessel.
You got to be the vessel. It's like when you're writing a song or something like that. You just have to have that come through you. So when Aluba and the football gods and the energy of the world spoke to me, I was like, oh, I got this. You want me to recruit an offensive lineman? Okay, I'll get us this one. But that's only once in a while.
Right. It's kind of like when Urban Meyer and Matt Elam got together. He said, yeah. Jesus
After
Christ, my
dream.
Lord and Savior,
yeah.
spoke to me in a
yeah.
dream. He does that often. Yeah. Me and Russell Wilson, yeah. Jesus speaks to us. Mm-hmm. We know the sound of
yeah.
his
Urban
voice.
Urban will tell you that.
Right.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, so he was a vessel as well.
Yeah. But I'm a vessel for getting important recruits to say yes to Florida State. That's what I do occasionally, but I've never had multi-player commitments channeled through me. That's never happened. So I'm not going to lie to you when a kid recruits and says yes to Florida State. I'm not going to go, I did that again. That's not the way that works.
We got to be truthful about the God speaking to you. That's
you got to know when that, yeah. So
lose your reputation otherwise.
So here's has nothing to do with any channeling or anything like this. I just want it to be, I'm not putting out bad mojo is what I'm saying here, Tom. I don't know if I want this Jerron Willis character. He stiffed us. And then he likes Georgia Tech the whole time, and he's going there. And then he didn't show up when he said he was going to show up for the big midnight thing to do. Man, now he loves us.
He's here every weekend.
Now he can't wait to be in Tallahassee because, I don't know, is that because, Jerron, Georgia Tech lost at home to Northern Illinois and Florida State showed up and there was an electric atmosphere at Doak for Notre Dame? Now all of a sudden you see the light? I don't know, man. Maybe you could just take it on down the road. I don't know how I feel about this.
Let's see what our takes are and how many guys like us before we go there. Let's see what the situation is in November.
I agree.
Also known as Dovember.
Thank you for pointing that out. I agree. but that, man, You can't be all flaky and not show up. You can't do that. I'm offended. Now, this also shows quite clearly that you couldn't be, or I couldn't be, I would say, a real good recruiter, because the whims of kids and this nonsense, it would eat at me, and I'd be like, well, you can go to hell.
And please don't be the guy on the boards or social media. It's like, they don't know the meaning of the word commitment. Like, we get that. That's all part of this game. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's stupid, but this is how the game is played.
You know, I just feel like that guy not showing up after saying he was going to would be the kind of thing Coach Cameron would have a problem with, and I would cost us recruits. I would cost us recruits. So thank goodness I'm not on the staff.
Yeah, you'd send a mean text with punctuation.
I wouldn't send a mean text. I just would never talk to him again. I'd be like, well, enjoy Georgia Tech.
With a period at the end of the text, which is like, you're done.
Yeah.
You're no chance.
Enjoy Georgia Tech.
Period.
Hope those 9 losses a year feel good. You'll get a great education, son.
There is nothing like the period at the end of the sentence on a text from somebody who knows the difference. Now, if it's like a 70-year-old, everything's punctuated. That's fine. But there's nothing like that. Like, ooh, I have stepped in the bad stuff.
And all jokes aside, and my willingness to excommunicate recruits because of their wishy-washy ways, I agree with you. We need to wait and see how many more linebackers we get a yes from before we discontinue our recruiting efforts with that young man.
They're throwing the kitchen sink at it, man.
Well, it's got to get better. It's got to get a lot better. It's got to happen right now. One good thing that I think, again, we're watching, we're monitoring very closely, that LSU situation and that Miami situation.
Yep, yep.
Let those bastards crumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go seize their yeses.
And then let's spend Gene's money for him. Maybe an NIL deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help seal the deal here. Let's get a linebacker talk show. What's it going to take?
Oh, wouldn't you love it? Wouldn't you love it? Just to have a real stud at linebacker. I mean, I'm already excited about the NIL deal that will be worked out for Travis Hunter when he is here in Tallahassee, the kind of shows he'll be doing, the associations he'll have with various restaurants in town, the Jeff Cameron Show, warchant.com, money flying all over the place for Travis Hunter. But if we had multiple shows and one of them was hosted by an elite 5-star linebacker, well, my goodness gracious.
And listen, you know, if it's this guy and you sign him and he doesn't show up on the show, who cares? As long as the show gets him here.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even have to do it. That's fine.
Come on down.
I love NIL. Let's do this thing.
Come on down. Yeah, that's actually throughout this year, I think we'll all be watching very closely how quickly you know, you can get confirmation that some of your top targets are willing to commit and kind of discontinue any of the recruiting processes and say, yeah, I'm in. I'm going to Florida State. If they continue to see enough like they did the other night, can you get some early yeses?
Forget what team it was, but did you see somebody reach out to us on social this week that Bisquick Pancakes gave somebody?
What was it, Alabama's line?
I think right.
Yeah.
I think it was Alabama's line. Well, they could do whatever they want to Miami. Their scout team could.
That was something. It's just, you don't want to schedule that game. Don't play them before you have to play them. You know what I mean?
Well, we have to play them twice in the near future.
Well, let's not do that. Let's do the thing where we schedule somebody else, not named Alabama, because it just doesn't feel like Nick is going anywhere.
Ever.
Damn it, man. How are you not bored? Admittedly, if you love football and you love to coach football and you get to see it up close and personal with the best athletes in the world, I do. I'm going to make this point again. It's an annual occurrence. We already knew what was going to happen in that game. So no big surprise they beat Miami like a drum. No big surprise that despite losing a ton of talent to the NFL, they were able to reload as great programs, as we once did, and as dynastic programs often do. But what does continue to bother me, and we really got to figure this out, because I think Coach Storms is doing a very good job here, but this is true for almost the rest of the country, maybe not named Georgia, to some extent Clemson. Ohio State usually looks like they're in the ballpark, but there are a handful of teams that look a certain way, and it's probably because they get better material to mold, admittedly, right from the get-go. But Alabama, and I bring up the Bama table, I invented the Bama table for this very discussion, their guys look different. at every position. Always. It's absurd. You just see the size of those dudes in their uniforms before they ever take a snap, and you go, what is that? That guy looks like he's played in the league for 4 years. And you don't do that when you look at Miami, or you look at us, or you look at North Carolina, or you look at anybody else. When you look at Bama, you're like, oh, good Lord, this is not going to go well, guys. This doesn't look like it's going to go very well.
Yes, they have better material, both from the blue chippers, and then they probably called up the Russian Olympic Committee and said, here you go. What do we need?
The Bama table works, yep. And we need to find out whatever it is they're using in their nutritional programs and what supplements are necessary to get the most out of the human body. Because they sure do.
Yeah, who cares if it breaks in 20 years,
it's
right?
It's really impressive. Annoyingly so. Every year, when they come out of the tunnel, you go, well, there it is again. This is over. What are we doing?
Experimenting with first half Alabama again this year?
Yeah, they got like Mercer this weekend or something ridiculous like that.
They got Florida next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still liking that you liked Florida and the 17.5, I think?
No, I was getting more than that. I was getting like 19.5 in the offseason.
You still like that?
Not really.
Yeah. No. Might run the other way.
I might have to hedge, Tom. I'm not feeling real good.
Oh, you played it. Okay.
Yeah, in the offseason I did. Emery. Eh.
You want to have more answers and feel good about yourself before you face Alabama. Yeah.
You do. You want a lot more answers. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Jeff Cameron Show is a production of the WarChant.com Multimedia Network. Check out WarChant.com today for the latest news inside Florida State Athletics. That's WarChant.com. Now, back to Jeff on Real Talk 93.3.
That should be a clue. The music, that is. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Really quickly, before we get my mom in here to make picks, another reminder, Tallahassee Knowles, this one's for you, announcing the Bud Light Sideline Experience. If you're a Knoll in Tallahassee, text Bud Light Fan, all one word, to 31996. That's Bud Light Fan, all one word, 31996. If you're the lucky winner, score two sideline passes, hospitality passes, and fan gear for the FSU-Miami game on November the 13th. Got to be 21 years of age or older in order to enter. Please enjoy responsibly. A message from local Anheuser-Busch beverage distributor, Tri-Eagle Sales. We good?
Oh, you want the call now? I thought we were going to talk for a couple minutes.
Well, we can talk about Tampa Bay 31, Dallas 29. I'll take it. Anytime you beat a team when you turn it over four times and they turn it over once and their quarterback throws for 403 yards and they had the game that they did, meaning Amari Cooper and C.D. Lamb and all of that, and you still get the win, well, then you'll take it, obviously. You'll be very excited about it and you'll run. It's weird. It's only one more game this year on the schedule, meaning it's a 17-game schedule, lest we forget. Because to me, it felt overwhelming. It's like, oh, well, there's so many games. Well, it's only one more game. But yet, because of that added a game, I was kind of like, oh, you just take the win and move on. I really wasn't worried about style points. It's just like, okay, we'll just get off to a good start. Not really worried about it. We have so many games this year. It's just one more. But it feels like there are way too many games. You're just like, eh, we're going to lose some games because we play so many. It's going to happen. Yes, yeah. You know, it's weird. All right, let's do it. Cue it up.
And now for another edition of the Family Pick. Nick.
Go to your room!
Mother, the meat!
meatloaf!
Take it away, Jeffrey.
All right, I shall. Let's bring her in. That's my mom, the reigning champion of the picks segment. Hello, Mama. How are you?
I am great, and I am enjoying being the reigning champion for a little while anyway.
Yeah. Now, listen, I did not go over this with you in the off season the way that I had planned to. So I think we're not going to do the spreads this year. I'm just going to let you pick straight up again, all right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably the best thing for me.
Yeah. But, well, because we don't want to bog down the show and have the listeners going, oh, Jeff is sitting here explaining odds to Mama Cameron. I don't want to do that because it can get confusing in the beginning if you're not a gambling guy or gal, and you're certainly not.
No, I'm not, and I better stick with what brung me here. I know what I'm doing when I pick straight up. At least I think I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we both had the Bucks last night and a narrow escape.
Lord. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that was a nail biter. I texted you last night, said I can't take 17 games like this.
Yeah, well, you have to breathe, Mom. It's a long season. Hang in there.
I know it is. I know it is. I'll tell you, though, thank God for Tom Brady and suck up the kicker.
Yeah, did you think he'd make it?
I did, but I couldn't watch. I was kind of like when Bobby used to kick.
Yeah.
I would just close my eyes and then listen for the crowd, and then that way I could tell, you know, if he did good, if we were in our stadium, if he did good, then they would go crazy, and if not, it would be not good. So, anyway, but Bob was sitting there, and he said he made it. So before they even started, I was like, but sometimes Bob thinks they make it, and he, you know, the angle's not good, so I had to make sure. But yes, I was, yes, I have confidence in suck up.
Yes, and it makes me laugh hearing the old stories of you in the stands at Lakewood High School watching my brother kick. I was easier to watch. You just knew as a man playing actual football from play to play, you could just see it. But he was out there once in a great while kicking, you know, but a lot more stressful.
And everything he did, whether it was goalie in soccer or the kicker in football, he's like the one-on-one. It was like always him out there. That was terrible. But no, with you on the line, it was like
you see me blocking
out there.
You knew.
Yeah, and I could watch you block, and I could see, you know, if you did good or you didn't. But it was a group, so you didn't stand out if you, you know, not that you made many errors.
No, didn't. And you could hear the PA announcer after a big hit on a kickoff coverage, Cameron on the tackle, and everybody was celebrating. It was a big do. It was a big to-do. Yeah.
It was a big to-do.
Yeah.
I loved every minute of it.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Philadelphia at Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, right off the bat, I'm going to pick Atlanta. I don't really know why, but I'm picking them.
Me too. Pittsburgh at Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm picking Buffalo.
That's hard to tell.
All these games, of course, I say this every year, but because the first couple of weeks of picking, I think, are really difficult because you're just not sure what these teams are going to do. And I told you before we started all this, all these quarterbacks that have changed teams. And, oh, my Lord, I had to get talk about a spreadsheet. I've got out here, I got my whole list of who's where and who's gone where, and oh, my goodness.
We're both taking Buffalo, but I don't feel great about it. Minnesota at Cincinnati.
This is one that I still don't have an initial buy, but I'm going to take Minnesota.
I'm taking Cincinnati. We got one different right off the bat.
I kind of thought you would.
All right, there we go. San Francisco.
I like Joe Burrow, though.
I know you do. San Francisco at Detroit.
I'm taking San Francisco.
Arizona at Tennessee.
I think Tennessee should win this game.
Me too. Seattle at Indianapolis.
Yeah, now that's kind of a hard one, but I'm going to take Seattle.
I, too, will take Seattle on the road there. I'm going to do that early on. Los Angeles, that would be the Chargers at Washington.
Yeah, now that's another one that I'm agonizing over. I'm taking Washington.
Are you in a crowd of people, or is that the damn television?
Oh, I don't know. It could be. Let me turn it. I thought I had everything turned way down. I've got you on my phone, and maybe it's you hear.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to work it out this. Just be on the phone, Mom.
I'm on the phone. All right. I've got everything down.
All right. Los Angeles at Washington. You said what?
I think I'm going to take Washington.
I'll take the Chargers. There we go. We've got a second one different.
Oh,
that's a good game.
I'm going to see if Fitzmagic can do it.
Jets at Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
Jacksonville at Houston. Ugh.
Oh, this is a terrible game, and I don't know who to pick. I don't know. I think Tyrod Taylor is at Houston.
Taylor is starting for them. Yes, Tyrod is. Yes, yes, it is.
They were supposed to have Deshaun, but he's mired in
some issues. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence. I don't think rookies usually fare well, and he's at Houston. I am so conflicted about this. I like Trevor Lawrence.
Make a pick.
Houston.
Thank you. I, too, will take Houston. Cleveland at Kansas City.
Oh, now that's a barn burner, don't you think?
Could be.
I got to pick Kansas City.
Of course. Miami at New England?
Yeah, I actually really would wish Miami would win that game, but I'm going to pick New England.
I'm going to take Miami. On the road. Dolphins get off to a good start. There you go. Let's go, Miami. Green Bay at New Orleans. That game is actually in Jacksonville, Mother.
Oh, I'm glad you told me that.
Yep.
Well, I don't know then. Because Green Bay has a hard time playing in Florida.
They do.
They can't take the heat.
No.
And we killed them. I don't know. Oh, Lordy, see, this is the big... At New Orleans, that's Jameis. But they're not at New Orleans. They're in Jacksonville, you just told me. I'm taking Green Bay. You know I love Aaron.
I'll take Green Bay as well. Denver at New York, that would be the Giants.
I'm going to take Denver.
And Chicago at Los Angeles, the Rams.
Chicago, I'm taking the Rams.
Me too. Final game, Baltimore in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Baltimore at Las Vegas.
Okay. Now, you know, I have my initial by Baltimore, but I actually listened to some people today on TV. I don't know if that's good or bad, but Baltimore has got tons of injuries to major players.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. Every day we read about another injury. It's crazy.
I think they have 5 injuries to starters, to, like, receivers and running backs. And
yeah, tragic.
Yeah. I can hear the concern in your voice.
I'm going to lose sleep over Baltimore's plight.
I know. And they're at Las Vegas. I'm going to go ahead and take Baltimore. We'll see what it's LeVar, right, Jackson?
Lamar
Jackson.
Yes. Lamar Jackson. That is correct.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go with him at this game, and then we'll see.
I don't want to, but I think I'm gonna join you in the pick. I don't love it though. I actually could see that game being a bit of an upset, but that'll be fun. All right, Mama.
Let me make sure I've got who. Okay, you make sure I've got. You took Miami, and I took New England. You took Cincinnati, and I took Minnesota. And you took the Chargers, and I took Washington.
There we go. And it's up on the screen. You can watch it on the YouTube feed when you want it to go back. You can see. And there's a new picture of you. It's not the old one of you holding Clark when he was a little tiny kid. It's you instead cheersing with a glass of wine.
Oh, well, there you go. I hope it's
and it's a Bucks. It's a Bucks glass.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, we picked a photo where you're just absolutely plastered.
Oh, well, good. That's good because I'm plastered so often. So it was easy to find one of those.
Love you, Mama.
I love you, too. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. There's Mama. And the pick differential's there. Okay. Well, I actually wanted to take the Raiders, but I can't do it.
They're a mess.
They're a mess, but Baltimore has got to be unsettled, right? I mean, if you're going to see an upset, it would be like that place, that night.
I'm just being selfish because I had Gus. So yesterday was a bad day because somebody in my league already had Latavius, even though he was a free agent at the time.
That's crazy.
It's like, come on.
Are you really
kidding me?
That's a toughie.
Best I got was Freeman and Devonta. I mean, I think he's passed.
I was going to say he's in the league.
Baltimore signing everybody. They're just throwing stuff against the wall. But Latavius had a good season last year. And like this dude in my division,
he just took him.
And he's a free agent. I'm like, what are you doing?
That is awesome. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
The Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. 2 Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road, and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
Feel the weekend. Come on in, everybody. Come on. We got food out back. Let's go. With the weather. Hey, you go out there this morning?
I did.
Whoa, what are we doing here?
Yep. I was waiting for it. I was wondering. We have not heard that sound on these airwaves. This frequency has never heard the sound
never
of those
things.
Never
heard the winds?
Never.
Never heard the...
There you go.
Never heard that?
Not to be confused with the Hokies.
Oh, no. That's the Hokies. And the fraudulent turkeys. And goats. We have turkeys and goats that we use for fraudulence.
Dirk the turkey.
But the, the winds.
They've gotten smoother over the years. They used to be more violent, the football winds.
I couldn't get there today. I'm losing my voice with all the damn talking I do these days.
Yep.
But I will tell you, I walked out this morning. I know exactly what time it was. I told you this story. I like to get up. I'm the first to usually get up in my house, and it's because I start the coffee, and then I feed the dogs, then I start the coffee. And then we have these two at my house, these two huge windows that open up to the front yard, and there's these blackout drapes for when we go to bed, so you can't see in the house.
Those are clutch, man.
I don't want anybody looking in and seeing that behemoth television and thinking.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Okay, so, that's where you went.
Yeah, so I walk over and I open them up, and it's like my way of saying hello to the day. I want to say hello to the day. You thought I was going to say behemoth something else, didn't you? So I walk over.
It's getting a little too familiar today. Yeah. I can feel like the radio is not on. We're just talking here.
So it's Libations Friday. That's what the show should be. So you slip up in those gates, listen to me, drapes, and then you kind of look out into the world and you gauge, where's your head at? What are you feeling? What's the day feel like? I can get a sense just by the first thing I see. Could be a squirrel, could be a bird, could be a rabbit, could be the sun, could be rain. But, you know, whatever it might be, right? So I opened it up, and I had the coffee in my hand, and I went, ooh, that looks like it might be a little nippy. And that surprised me. Like, that thought process surprised me. I know it's not. Intellectually, I know it can't be. It's Tallahassee in September. But I thought, it does look like there may be something enticing out there in the world today. So I set down my coffee. I walked outside. I shut the door, and I felt that first breeze, Tom Lang. I stood there in the driveway, began to watch the sun come up a little bit. Knew I had to go back in and make lunches. But I let that wind hit me a little bit. Football winds just touched me a little bit. Just a trace. Just to get you some, Jeff. Get you some of those football winds. We're on the horizon. And I sat there thinking, this is going to be a good day and a good weekend and, soon enough, really good weather.
Yeah, the serendipity was strong in the house that we got. We're almost in there a year now, if you can believe it.
I can. Some days I think, oh, my God, he's only been there a few months. Other days I'm like, he's been there about a year. He's probably getting a good feel for what's what with that house.
So we got lucky because there's a preserve behind our property, so we don't back up to another yard. There's a lot of trees out there. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing, this is all how I know I'm getting old. There's, like, signs, more signs every day. Mm. But in the winter, when it's just, you know, brown trees, no leaves on the trees, and you see a cardinal out there,
it's just
brilliantly glowing
against
the bland-looking tree.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that so much the first time I saw it. The next week, every morning, I was like, the cardinal out there?
Yeah.
And there usually would be. I'm like, hey, there he is.
Hey, I'm going to say this to you. My brother and I were making fun of each other for this. And if you are in your 30s, early 30s, soon to be in your middle 30s, on the verge of late 30s, early 40s, it's going to happen to you, and I just want you to be aware of it.
I hope so.
I want you to be cognizant of it. Anybody that fits that descriptor, the way that you know old age is creeping in. Now, there may be things about you that stay forever young. There may be things that you never really shake, that it's just a part of who you are, and it's vibrant youth that stays within you. Hopefully, you can cling to some of those things.
Black tar heroin.
Of course. But I think other times, you know, you want to welcome in the softer sides and the perspective that would allow you to notice a cardinal. So here's the thing, Tom. Soon, you'll tell your friends, your relatives, and others that you saw a pretty bird today, or whatever it might be, as you were enjoying the weather. And it will hit you that you have just talked for a few minutes about birds and the weather.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
The Cardinals are back.
You're going to be that guy. Me and Mario all the time texting each other, making fun of each other as well about the, you know, oh, the rainy season is upon us. It's that kind of thing, you know. It's like days are getting shorter. That kind of nonsense.
The hour change has to be any time
any day now. I should check the calendar. The observing of birds and wind, it's going to happen.
Wait till I go out in the back deck and start talking to the birds. Like, good morning, Mr. Cardinal. You know?
Oh, well, don't get there. That should be reserved for your 60s, I think.
You're not there yet?
No, okay. I don't start talking to the birds. I notice them, and on occasion I do reference them, but I don't.
You got Harry James playing on the vinyl machine? Good morning, Mr. Bird.
Final thing I'll say on this is there is a brown rabbit that lives in my backyard, and I fear for it because Maggie, my female dog, is a killer, and I mean she'll kill anything, and I worry about it. And I tell that rabbit every time I see it, you gotta go. One of these days, somebody's gonna drive by and go, look at this guy talking to a rabbit. What happened to Jeff? Look at him out here chit-chatting with a rabbit. I'm always like, scurry off. Vamanos, little rabbit. Vamanos, I'm worried for you.
Sir, are you talking to a rabbit? You mean Richard? Yeah. I love Richard.
Yeah. Richard's great. I see him every day. I can't believe. Well, we have hawks everywhere. I'm like, you're not going to make it, Richard. You got to get back in the woodpile. Maggie's on her way out. Run.
Is there anything more endearing than an old man who names animals that he sees in the park or whatever? And he's like, good morning, Richard. How are you? And you're just like, oh, look at this guy.
Well, we follow the same Instagram account or whatever it is, that guy in England with the,
the farm. Barnacre.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
He names the geese and everything else. Hello,
Cuthbert.
Hello.
Poor Cuthbert passed away. That was a tough day.
Devastating.
That was a tough day in the house. Hello, Cuthbert.
It's the Jeff Cameron Show flying off the rails on 93.3 and War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today at 5 o'clock, go ahead and get rid of this. Today at 5 o'clock, I actually hate that song.
Matthew and I were debating.
I hate it.
I was telling him, I don't know how he's going to feel about this song. No. He's either going to love it or hate it.
No, The Cure, I take it or leave The Cure a little bit, but especially that song.
Okay.
It's kind of like, well, I love R.E.M., and I love almost everything R.E.M.'s ever done. But if you play Stand, I'm done. I can't get that off my radio. That's the worst. That song sucks.
Monday, second segment, Stand.
And same goes for that particular Cure song. I'm like, I see what you're trying to do there, Robert, but I can't do it. It's
prefer Love Cats or something over it?
Yeah. Let's do this. You ready? Oh, I need to tell everybody that we're going to be at 5 o'clock, Corner Pocket Bar and Grill. Me and my man Corey Clark will be setting up shop at Corner Pocket and answering questions online. If you're there in attendance, you come on over, hey, hang out, we're gonna have a beer, whatever, for an hour from 5 to 6. It's just happy hour. It's just a little War Chant happy hour. That's all this is.
You bring any question to the table within reason. Bring it to the table within reason.
And so Tom's producing it. Me and Corey are sitting down. He'll get himself a tall, cold Michelob Ultra. I'll probably partake in something that a man would drink.
I think it's half ultra, half water. I think that's how they pour it these days.
So we'll be there 5 to 6. Don't forget tomorrow the pregame show with myself and Tom Lang, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. Looking forward to it. Tallahassee Game Day, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's counter-programming to College Game Day. If you want to hear some Florida State football talk heading into the Jacksonville State game that night, that's Tom and I tomorrow at 9 a.m.
And since we've gotten out of the Sunday weirdness of the first week of the season, for home games, these are for home games this season, yeah. You can bookmark it 9 a.m. for every one of them. No matter what the kickoff time is, we're going to be on at 9 a.m., and this station's going to be smelling like Zaxby's chicken fingers, and that's a good thing.
They're delicious. Probables, let's cue it up.
Gotcha. You got me.
I did get you.
At 52 past the hour.
I'm ready to get to it. Come on, let's get to it.
It's time for, how you say, with the pitching, probables?
Probables brought to you by North Florida Payroll Services, locally owned. Check the hat. Check the hat, y'all. There it is. Oh, you wore it too? I didn't realize we were both wearing it today.
We're matching.
Oh, how sweet. North Florida Payroll Services, locally owned for nearly 15 years, offering payroll and HR services, including full online applicant onboarding and integration into payroll. Save your company money and headaches today. Head to NorthFloridaPayroll.com.
So we got the hats and Bucko Brews today.
We had a similar vibe, and yeah. We were enjoying the morning weather and the birds.
Hello, Mr. Cardinal.
Giants Cubs are underway. Big game for the Giants. Dominic Leone is starting for them. The Cubs will throw Kyle Hendricks. Tough year for my man, David Ross, in Chicago. Nats Buccos. Hey, here's a surprise. The Pirates have won 50 games, which is not good, but they have reached the 50-game plateau. Do you know that the Nats have only won 58?
Yes, it Woo! Has been into the side of the mountain for the last two, 3 months.
My goodness gracious. They don't know who they're going to start. We're going to start Stephen Brault. He sucks. Blue Jays, Orioles, Robbie Ray!
Hey!
Orioles will throw Chris Ellis. They have not come close to winning 50 games.
Mm. Robbie Ray has been a Friday mainstay. It sounds like college baseball.
Robbie Ray's had himself a season. That's a Cy Young candidate right there. And how about the Toronto Blue Jays? Just keep on keeping on. Fun to watch the Yankees collapse. Keep it going. Rockies, Phillies, Ramon Marquez versus TBD. Rays, Tigers, Michael Walker, Matthew Boyd. Yankees, Mets, hey, hey.
All right.
It begins.
Pressure's on the Yankees.
Oh, most assuredly. Jordan Montgomery goes for the Yanks. The Mets will throw Tyler McGill.
We're going to get killed. This has been a backwards trend. So when we play in Yankee Stadium, the Mets have been phenomenal the last 5-6 years. When it's at Citi Field, bet the Yanks.
Brewers, Indians, Adrian Hauser, Eli Morgan. Marlins, Braves, Trevor Rogers. Ian Anderson. Angels, Astros, Shohei Ohtani, and Framber Valdez. All right. That's a matchup, folks. That's
good
a
names.
Matchup right there.
Good yeah. names.
Great names. Royals, Twins, Daniel Lynch, and Griffin Jacks. I like that name.
Griffin, what'd you shoot today?
68.
Red, that's Canning. That's Griffin Canning. That's you.
Oh, we've got multiple Griffins.
This is Griffin Jacks.
All right. Sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah, it does. Or a middle linebacker. That's a good name. Jacks on the tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right he
was. Like Miles Jack.
Yeah, that's a good name. Red Sox, White Sox, Tanner Houck, and TBD. Reds, Cardinals, Tyler Mahal, and John Lester. Doot, doot. Rangers, A's, Glen Otto. Welcome to Glen Otto, everybody, where you drive home happy. Drive it like you stole it. Glen Otto, we love you.
That's two different slogans.
I don't know if they're all. We love you.
You're going to love this place.
We love you at Glen Otto. Come on into Glen Otto and get comfortable.
You paid way too much. Four.
Hi, I'm Glen Otto, owner of Glen Otto. Paul Blackman's going to go for the A's. We've got the Padres and the Dodgers. And the Padres has let the world down. I blame them for some unhappiness. I wanted them to be good. I wanted them to unseat the Dodgers. And they stunk. Joe Musgrove pitches for the Padres. Okay, so, and we got to, yeah.
So we had dumbness in the first hour with Lee Sterling. Mm. He said Miami, just dumbness. And he said unhappiness. Mm-hmm. Two good words today.
Yeah. I'm Glenn Otto. Julio Urias is going to go for the Dodgers. Finally, D-backs, Mariners. That's Madison Bumgarner and TBD. And that is a look at those that shall reside on the bump. Got a lot of papers in my hand. This is the write-up. Here you go, kids. Peek behind the curtain if you're on the YouTube. So these are the write-ups that I have for, well, some of it's show element stuff, but some of it is just my write-up for my college sportsbook previews that I'm doing these days. Lots of them this week. So go find you some college sportsbook previews and like and subscribe and pass it around to your friends. Look at all the diligence. Here it is.
There you go.
If you look at this, this is...
Make sure you don't put any inappropriate notes on there because people can freeze the YouTube.
All they're going to see is just numbers.
Like, are there any notes on the Cy-Hawk game?
There are. Here, let me read you my notes on the Cy-Hawk. Next up, time for the Cy-Hawk Trophy. Matt Campbell has never won this game, and nothing will change this week. I'm taking the under 46.5 here, but also like the Hawkeyes with the plus points. I'm feeling less and less confident as the days go by because the public agrees with me, 67% of the bets and 66% of the money, trending towards Iowa at plus 4.5. Give me those points as somebody will win this game 24-21.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wrote that. I wrote that in my voice.
That's right. You sure did. For the Cy-Hawk.
When you're writing for yourself, you should write it in a way.
You should probably write it in your own voice.
In your own voice.
I can't do it. I can't write in my own voice.
That would be a tragic thing, yeah. Last week, I was all over Kentucky and the over. We got it thanks to Kentucky's improved passing attack under new OC Liam Cohen, who came over from Los Angeles, along with new starting quarterback Will Levis, the transfer from Penn State. Also, way to go for that late TD. I see you working, Mark Stoop. This week, Mizzou rolls into town. Kroger Field.
There you go.
This other stuff. Yeah, nice. That's all right. These are the notes, man. These are the notes.
Say a piece of the YouTubers for the Friday
YouTubers.
Song.
Be good.
See you tomorrow morning.
I'll see you in a couple of hours. You and me headed over to the Corner Pocket Bar and Grill. It is happy hour time. Hope to see some of you out there. Myself and Corey Clark. T. Lizzie producing.
First one. Yeah, Matthew directing. It'll be the first one, so I'm getting there in like 25 minutes. As quickly as I can get there.
Safe travels. Enjoy the weekend. Go Noles. Don't forget about the pregame show tomorrow. We're everywhere. The extracurricular activities. We weren't particularly cool.